Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back. Today's Daf is Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin. We are on the last line of Kuf Ta Zayin Amud Beis. Lefichach Anachnu Chayav. Let's go back to the Mishnah for a moment. Therefore, Lefichach, because we have experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim, how did we take part in Yetzias Mitzrayim nowadays? Either it's because our neshamas were there in Mitzrayim and we left Mitzrayim along with Kal Yisrael, or because, as the Farshim explained, it's a recurring phenomenon. We re-experience Yetzias Mitzrayim year after year. We are freed from the shibud, at least spiritually, we're freed from the shibud of the Yetzer Hara. And since it pertains to us, it's relevant to every one of us. And that's why it's incumbent upon us to be Meshabeach Hashem. And the Mishnah gives us a whole long list of terms of praise and thanks to Hashem. V'noymar lefan of Halalukah, and that takes us into Halalukah, into Halal. Before we get into discussion regarding Halal, let's first focus on the meaning of the word Halalukah. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Chisda, Omar B'yechnan, Halalukah v'kesev yididya achasen. These words, although they contain a reference to Hashem, or at least they seem to, there is the yud and the hey at the end, Halalukah, kesia, the chair of Hashem, yididya, they have no kedusha. You can just erase them. Achasem, it's one word. It's not a joint word. It's not a grafted word which has Hashem in it. The Gemara soon will tell us that Halalukah just means Lashin Rabim, many ways of praising Hashem. Kesia's Hashem's chair, but it's not considered a word that is kadosh. It's a noun. Chair of Hashem. Yedidya. Yedidya of Hashem. But it's one word, and therefore it has no kedusha. According to Rav Chisda, these three words contain no kedusha at all. Rav Amar, Kesia Merchavya Achasem. Kesia is one word. Merchavya. Menameitzar Karosika. Onani Bar Merchavya. Merchavya is considered one word which has no kedusha. Rabba disagrees. Rabba Omar, Merchavya Bovat. I agree when it comes to Merchavya. As the Rashbam explains, we find elsewhere, Tachteha, Habniya. Merchavya is not even referring to Hashem. Minameitza Karashia, for my troubles, I call to you Hashem. Anani, Ba Merchavya. Merchavya is just a way of saying with broadness. Hashem removed the tzara. The restriction of the tzara. It's just another way of saying merchav. Hashem responded with broadness. Merchavya. It's a flowery way of saying it. But it's not referring to Yud-Kei Hashem's name. So according to Rabbah, it's pretty clear that only merchavya has that privilege. Only that is considered a non-Kodesh word. But he disagrees when it comes to the other ones. Now Rav, we're not sure about his shita. He said Kesha and merchavya are fine. Iboilu, the Bnei Yeshiva wanted to know, Merchavya l'Rav Chisda mai. According to Rav Chisda, let's first discuss Rav Chisda, who gave us a comprehensive list, Halalukah, Kesia, Yedidya. What about Merchavya, which he didn't mention? Taiku, we leave it unknown, unresolved. Now let's focus on Rav. Iboilu, Rav said, Kesia Merchavya are choyl, are not koydish. Yedidya l'Rav mai, what about Yedidya, which was not mentioned by Rav? Tashma, Tamarav, Yedidya, Nechak Lishnaim. It's split into two. Lefichach, Yedid Choyl, Ya Kodesh. The word Yedid is Choyl, but Ka is Kodesh. Rav disagrees with Rav Chisda, who maintains that Yedidya is completely not Kodesh. He holds that Yedidya can be split into two. Mefarshim explain that if you split into two, meaning if you write it as one Yedidya, then it's not Kodesh. But if you split into two, Nechal Kishnaim, you have Yedid here and Ka here, then it's the friend of Ka, Yedid of Ka, and Ka is Kodesh. Iboilu, we ask further, Halalukah l'Ravmai. What about the word Halalukah according to Rav? Rav only mentioned Kesi, Yomer Chavi. What about Halalukah? Toshma, Dama Rav. Chazina l'tili debei Chaviva. I noticed in the Tehillim, Sefer Tehillim of my uncle. Chaviva was my uncle. Rav Chia was his uncle. What did I notice? Dechsibu halalu b'chad gisa. He had Halalukah written as follows. On one side he had Halalu, As Rashbam explains, on the very next line, he had ka. Apparently, haleluka can be split into two. Hallelu is not kodesh, and ka is kodesh. So we just summarize the three shittas to avoid confusion. It's as follows. Rabbi will hold only merchavya is not kodesh. Apparently, he holds that it's only an expression. It's only a way of saying merchav. Merchavya, it's a nicer way of saying it, but it's not alluding to Hashem. That's the only word that he agrees is not kodesh. The other ones all contain a reference to Hashem and are kodesh. Rav goes a step further. He says, merchavya is not kodesh, but also kesia is not kodesh. The throne of Hashem, it's referring to Hashem, but it's a noun, the kesia. And therefore, he holds it has no kedusha. Rav Chisda takes it a step further. Even haleluka, even yedidya, although they certainly are referring to Hashem, they're considered achasein. It has no kedusha. Now, as the Marsha explains, we find several names in Tanakh, Yirmiyah, Cheskiah. We find names which allude to Hashem. The Nikroin al Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Marsha says. But still, Rav Chisda holds, when it comes to Kedusha, halachically speaking, it's not Hashem's name. You're Hashem's friend. But it's your name. Yedidya. And therefore, we don't split into two components, and there's no Kedusha whatsoever. Whereas according to Rav, Yedidya or Haleluka, if split into two, can assume a Kedusha on that second portion, the second component, Yud-K, will be considered Kaddish. Says the Gemara, Upliga the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This contention that Haleluka has Kedusha is in dispute with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Domino Yeshua ben Levi. My Haleluka, what is the definition of that word? It's not referring to Hashem, it's just a plural expression. Hallelujah be lulam harbi. Hallelujah is just a way of saying many types of praises. Upliga the day to day. Interesting thing is that this statement, this definition, the name of Shomer Levi, is chaylik on his own statement elsewhere, a different version of Shomer Levi, who holds that Hallelujah indeed has kedusha. It contains Hashem's name in it, and that Hashem element within Hallelujah has kedusha. Dolor Shomer Levi, ba'asora ma'amores shel shevach, nemar sefer tehillim. We find 10 references, 10 different terms of praise in Sefer Tehillim. Marsha says 10 is unique, it's a shlemus, and the top one, the 10th one is Haleluka, which is the highest, you know, Hasiri is Kodesh. Where do we have the 10? Benitzuach, that's one lashon in Tehillim. We have Lamnatzeach, Benigun, we have Benigines, Benmaskil, we have Mizmar, Beshir, Ba'ashrei, Betehillah, Betfila, Ba'hidah, Behaleluka. These are 10 different phrases of Shevach and Haidah to Hashem that we find in Tehillim. The last one, Haleluka, is the greatest of all. Gadol mekulin Haleluka. Why? Shekoilel Shem b'Shevach v'Sachas. Because it contains within it praise, Halelu, and also the name of Hashem, Ka. Rishon Levi contends that Haleluka indeed is referring to Shem Hashem. Continues the Gemara. Let's get into a discussion regarding Hallel. Who composed Hallel? Who established that Hallel should be said on Yom Tovim and when a person experiences personal salvation? Who was the one who did that? Amar Vida Mashmo, we're going to have several shittas. This shita says as follows. Shir Shabbatar. When it comes to Az Yashir, Moshe found in the Torah, there's no question as to who composed it. Moshe Yisrael Amru. Bishash Olam Yam. Certainly that was introduced by Moshe and Yisrael when they came up from the Yamsif. There's no question about that. V'halal zemi amri. What about halal? The different kapitlach in Tehillim, which we call halal, who composed it, who introduced it to Klal Yisrael, and who established it as something to be said throughout the year on Yom Tov? Nevi'im shebeneim tiknu l'Yisrael. Was actually the prophets amongst Yisrael who masakin it. They enacted that it should be said throughout the year, akol perek perek. When a Yom Tov comes around, when a regal comes around, v'akol tzarev tzor shalei tovei alein, this is a euphemism. And in honor of any tzara, any tragedy, any hardship that befalls Klal Yisrael, it should not befall Klal Yisrael. It's a positive way of saying it. Ula kishenig olin. And when Klal Yisrael experiences salvation, they will say Hallel to celebrate the Geula. The Rashbam learns that I'll call it Perek Perek is referring to Yamim Tovim. I'll call it Tzor V'Tzor is referring to times of salvation like Chanukah. The Bahag learns a bit differently. I'll call Perek Perek is referring to Yom Tovim, including Chanukah. I'll call Tzor V'Tzor is referring to a personal salvation. If one experiences a Hatzolah from a Tzor, he says Hallel. Tosis in Sukkah says this is specific to a Tzibur, to the Klal Yisrael, who are Nigal. Miri says even refers to a Yachid. If a person has experienced a personal Nes, he will say Hallel, of course without a Bracha, but of course saying Hallel is in place, and this was introduced by the Nevi'im and is still valid throughout all the generations. We're going to get back to who composed Hallel in a moment. We have another couple of shittes. Before we do that, let's go back to Tehillim. Tanya Hoyrav Meirim Kol Tishpachos Ha'amurois B'Sefer Tehillim. All the tefillos, tishpachos that we find in Tehillim, Kulan David Amaron. They were all composed by David HaMelech. Shenemar Kolu Tefillos David Ben Yishai. Now, this pasuk is actually in chapter Ayin Beis in Tehillim. As the Mashal points out, it's not the end of Tehillim. So why does it say Kolu? Tefillos David Ben Yishai, that tefillos have concluded. Al Tukri Kolu, that leads us to the drasha. Don't, instead of reading Kolu, which indicates conclusion and completion, Ela Kol Eilu, all these were said by David Ben Yishai. Now, of course, the obvious Shaila is, we learn in the Gemara Barba Basra, that actually there were 10 Zekanim that contributed to Sefer Tehillim, Adam and Adam Rishon and Asaf and many others. Apparently, we mean that David HaMelech was the one who was Kriveya, incorporated, he was the master editor and compiler of the Sefer Tehillim. You know, we find a similar concept by the Tefillos. Although we're accustomed to learning that Avraham Avinu composed Shacharis, Yitzchak Mincha, and Yaakov Arvis, we learn in Gemara Yuma very clearly that Avram also David Mincha. It says, when is the Zman Tefillah of Avram referring to Mincha? From when the shade starts forming out there. Apparently, Avram David Mincha, but we mean to say that Yitzchak established Mincha for all times, Yaakov Marev, and Avram Shachris. So David HaMelech was the one who compiled it, edited it, established it, as we find by in the Mishnayos. Rabbeinu HaKadosh wasn't the one who authored the Mishnayos. It was a collection from many Tanoim and many Chachamim, but he went ahead and he compiled it and he edited it and he did the layout, the graphics. He was the one who was Mechaber the Mishnayos. Same thing when it comes to Tehillim. They were all established with David HaMelech. In fact, I just saw Medrash Kehillos, which says something to this effect, that many wanted to contribute and wanted to be involved in Tehillim, and Hashem said to David HaMelech, no, you are Ne'im Zemiros Yisrael, you're the primary man of song in Klal Yisrael, and all of Tehillim is composed specifically and strictly by you. It means that he took everything and he put it together and formed Sefer Tehillim. So that's regarding the general Sefer Tehillim. What about Hallel in specific? Hallel Zemi Amri. Who introduced Hallel? Rabbi Yisi Aymer, Elazar Beni Aymer, my son Elazar, was also a Tana, he says as follows, Moshe Bisrael Amru, Bisha Sha'olam and Ayam. It was actually Moshe and Klal Yisrael who composed it when they came out of the Yamsuf. And this is like we said earlier, actually different than what we said earlier. We said that as Yosha was established by Moshe Yisroel bar Hallel by the Nevi'im, he holds Moshe and Yisroel were the ones who composed Hallel as well. V'chalukin olav chaverav, but his colleagues disagreed with him and they said, no, loymar, to say Shadovid Amri. It was actually David HaMelech who introduced it. So we have another two shittas, giving us a total of three. either the Nevi'im, it's not clear when. It seems at the beginning of history, after Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the Nevi'im were the ones who established it. We have Moshe in Yisrael, or David HaMelech. And Rabbi Yossi continues, V'nirin dvarav midvarein. Actually, my son's opinion seems to be more plausible. His opinion that Moshe and Yisrael introduced it is more probable than midvarein, than their opinion that it was only David HaMelech much later on. Why? How can you say that Klal Yisrael did not have access to Halal until David HaMelech's time? Efshe Yisrael shochtes pesachim, couldn't even contemplate that Yisrael did the shechitas of their Pesach. V'not loveim and shochtes loveim. From the time of Yitzhak Mitzrayim up until David HaMelech, v'loy amr shira, and they didn't say Halal on account of the great mitzvahs of Pesach and Lulav, which are mitzvahs connected to Yom Tovim, a time of Simcha, which is expressed through Halal. Improbable. And therefore, I prefer his approach that Halal was around from the beginning of time, from Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Davar Ach, another reason why I prefer his approach, Pislei Shal Micha. You know, there's this idol called Pesel Micha, which was active during the time of David HaMelech. Now, although it wasn't necessarily an Avodah Zarah, but they were drawn after to depend on it and get advice from it. So, if that Pesel was active at that time, or you may be Bechi, it was situated in the town of Bechi, V'Yisrael Eimrim Sahal, can you say that at that point, when Klal Yisrael went through that era, when they were being drawn after this Pesel, they would establish Halal, which contains a very negating reference to the Avodah Zarah, to the Psilim, and it says Kumayim Yuseim, all the followers should share the same faith as the idols. Something improbable that they would establish Halal at that point in history. Apparently it was established way back when Moshe and Klal Yisrael, after Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and certainly once it was already introduced, it carried through even this era as well. So we have so far three shitas regarding the introduction of Halal to history. Moshe and Yisrael, the Nevi'im Shebeneim, or David HaMelech. Tana Rabbanan. Kol Shiris v'Shushpachos, Shema David b'Sefer Yitzhilim. All the songs and praises that we find in Tehillim. What events were they reflecting? We have three shittas. Rav Elazar Omer, Keneged Atzmei Amaron. David HaMelech was simply describing his own events, his hardships, his geulos, his good times, his hard times. Now, although we find many times where he refers to a Lashon Rabim, he's referring to the communal experience. So the Ian Yaakov says, because David HaMelech as a leader, as a melech, his experiences affected the Klal Yisrael as well. That's why sometimes he referred to his own experiences in a Lashon Rabim. But really, they were a reflection of his own personal experiences. Rabbi Shoaim HaKeneged Sibur Amar. Actually, just the opposite. It reflected the experiences of Klal Yisrael, and as Rashbam says, Ruach HaKodesh, he was foreseeing the experiences of Klal Yisrael, and he said like this, Shnesnabe Al Galuson V'Ispalein. Through his nevuah, he was able to project ahead and foresee the trials, tribulations, sorrows that Klal Yisrael will experience through the Golus. And his tefillah was applied to that. Now, although we find sometimes a reference to his own personal experiences, the Ein Yaakov applies the same svar here as well, because he was, as a leader of Klal Yisrael, in Yaakov, other Mepharshim, then the Klal Yisrael experiences affected him as well. So that's why he related to it as a personal experience. And we know, I saw this in the Svarim, that either way, in Sefer Tehillim, everything was captured. It captured the full range of all personal experiences, the entire human experience and human emotions were captured in Sefer Tehillim, and on a mystical level, through Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, he foresaw all tzaras, all possible, all conceivable situations that a Yachid or Rabim can experience throughout the Duris, and everything was incorporated in Tehillim. That's why it's so relevant. to every one of us on a personal level. Anybody could open a tehillim and relate to it because it does relate to him personally and to his personal hardship. So we have two sheets. Reza says it reflected his own personal experiences. Rishua says keneged tzibur, the tzibur's experiences. Acham oimer, it depends. Yeshman keneged tzibur, some reflected tzibur's experiences. Yeshman keneged atzmoi, and some his own. It depends which ones. Hamur is lashon yachid, the paragraphs and tefillos which were said in a singular term, referring to his own personal experience, keneged atzmoi, reflected his own personal life. Hamuris Lashon Rabim, those which were composed in Lashon Rabim, keneged tzibur, are a reflection of the community's experiences. Continues the Gemara, Nitzuach v'niga, whenever we have a term, Nitzuach l'amanatzeach, v'niga, l'amanatzeach b'niginais, losed lava, it's referring to the future. Masha says, l'amanatzeach, l'ashen netzach, eternal. It's referring to something eternal, to the future Lasad Lava experience. Nigan perhaps as well, as we learned yesterday, Shir Chadash, Lasad Lava, it's going to be a new song. Lamanatzeach Beneginah, it's referring to the future experience. Maskil, whenever that term is used, Alidei Turgamon, means to say that he whispered into this fellow who would announce his words to the Rabbin. L'David Mizmar, sometimes we have L'David Mizmar, sometimes it's Mizmar L'David. What does this mean? L'David Mizmar Melamed Sheshar Shal of Shechina. First he was David. He experienced the Shechina experience. V'achachem Hashira. And that generated the Shir. L'David Mizmar. Mizmar L'David was just the opposite. Melamed Shal Hashira. Suppose he was not in a state of Hashras Hashchina. He was not experiencing the Shechina. So first he had to engage in Shira. Mizmar. And that brought about the Hashruas Hashchina, Malamish Om Hashira, V'achach Shor Shal Hashchina, and then he experienced the Shchina, which allowed him to continue onward. We see from here that being in a state of Shchina, of Shira, of joy, of happiness, of song, that's a precondition for Shchina to descend upon you. L'amedcha, this teaches us, one cannot experience Shechina. It doesn't arrive when a person is in a state of laziness or in a state of sadness, in a state of lightheadedness, in a state of frivolity, not through speaking just idle gossip, only when a person is experiencing true spiritual joy. We learn this from the L'David Mizmar, that he needed, Mizmar L'David, he needed the Mizmar to have that Shechina. That's one source. And we learn it from the following source as well, Shenemar, this was by Elisha. He was upset at Yoram, the Ovid of the Zorah, and he couldn't experience Shechina. He needed some external factor to contribute to his Shechina. V'ata k'chuli b'nagin, he says, bring to me a musician, v'oye k'nagin ha'managin, when he was managin on his instrument, v'ati yolav yad Hashem, and then the Shechina descended upon him. Omar v'idam rab, v'chein dvar halacha. Something applies to truly experiencing Torah and halacha. Simcha opens the heart and avails one to the experience, to truly experience the Torah. It needs to be a day simcha. And Chaim V'lajan said, what a person can learn in 1 hour of simcha, it's equal to 10 hours of learning without simcha. Omar of Nachman v'chein nechalim toiv. Same thing applies to a good dream. You go to sleep with simcha, you'll have a good dream. Eini, is that true that Torah needs to be experienced with simcha? We learned just the opposite. V'omar v'gid amar rab, kol tamat chacham hayeshiv nei rabbi. Any tamat chacham sitting before his rabbi, ve'esiv soisiv noitfoy smar, and his lips are not dripping with bitterness. He's not experiencing awe and fear and trepidation, which is a prerequisite for limud Torah. If he's not, tichvena, his lips should burn. Shenemar, siv soisiv sheishanim, night voice moir over. And we learn as follows: al tikri sheishanim, instead of sheishanim roses, ela sheishanim, people who are learning Torah. Al tikri moir over, instead of moir over, which is a reference to good smelling perfume, ela mar avar, bitterness. It needs to be that bitterness that awe, that fear, to be zeicha, to be mekabel Torah, not simcha. Like Kasha, the answer is depends who. Haba Rabba, the Rabba, the teacher, the Rebbe, he's meant to experience joy. Haba Talmida, the student, not. He's meant to be bottled to the Rebbe. Second day, he's meant to sit there in a state of fear, of ema. And perhaps because the Rebbe learns b'simcha, that simcha is Torah. The simcha embedded in the Torah of the Rebbe will have a positive effect on the Talmud as well, and will be zeicha to the simcha. But he himself is meant to be in a state of fear. V'bo'yisem another pshat, hava b'rabba. Both are in reference to the Rebbe. Depends when. Before learning or during learning. V'leikash. Ha'makamah de pasach. Before he began his share, he's meant to experience some joy, say a joke, open the heart. V'olubasa de pasach. But once he began teaching, then he switches tracks. And he's meant to be in a state of yira and pachad to be zeicha to the Torah. As we find the following story, k'ha de rabba. Rabba taught Torah. Before he began his lecture, he would relate a joke so that their hearts open up wide and had a good laugh. But then when he proceeded to the Torah, he sat in a state of ema and awe, and he taught the Torah. Let's go back to the composer of Halal. We had several shittos, whether it was Moshe, was the Nevi'im, or David HaMelech. Now we're going to have several more shittas. Halal Zemi Amri, who composed and introduced Halal to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Moshe Yisrael Amru, B'shah She'amd al Hayam, after they passed through Yamsuf, the Rashbam explains, you know, they didn't know that the Mitzrayim were drowned. They thought they're somewhere, and they're going to be coming after them. So they began with Halal, and they described, Hayom Rav Ayanais, you know, they went through the Yam, but then they came to Loilonu Hashem, which was a tefillah, expression of beseeching Hashem. Hey, Amr Loilonu Hashem, look, Hashem, save us from the Mitzrayim who are pursuing us. Don't do it for our sake. Loilonu Hashem, Loilonu, do it for your sake. We are your chosen nation. Do it to maintain your kingdom, your malchus, so that your arrangement, your mitzvahs and Torah in this world will be Niskayim fulfilled. Don't do it for our sake, do it for your sake. Meshivu Racha Kodesh. The Racha Kodesh responded V'amalan and said, Lamani, Lamani, yes indeed, I'll do it for my sake. That's one opinion. Halal was introduced by Moshe and Yisrael. Rabbi Doimer, Yeshua V'Yisrael Amru. They were the ones who introduced it. B'shah She'amdu Alein Malchei Kanan, when they were confronted by the kings of Eretz Yisrael, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, Heim Ramo Leilanu, don't do it for our sake, save us on account of yourself. U'meshiv Aruch HaKodesh V'chulu, yeah, indeed, I'll save you on account of that. Rav Leza Medoyu Aymer, Dvoir U'barak Amru, they were the ones who said it. B'shah She'amdu Alein HaSisra HaRasha, when they were challenged by HaSisra, Heim Ramo Leilanu, save us on account of you, of yourself. V'ruch HaKodesh M'shiva by Merislam, yeah, Lamani Lamani Es. Rav Lezer and Zari Omer, Chizka v'siyati Amru, was Chizka and his group, an entourage, b'shah she'amad aleim sancherev v'rasha, when they were confronted and challenged by sancherev, save us, hey Amru Leilanu, save us, but not on account of our schusim, on account of your will, which needs to be fulfilled. U'meshiva v'chulu, and the Shechina responded in kind. Rekiva Omer, Chananya, b'shah v'azari Amru, b'shah she'amad aleim nuchanetzer v'rasha, when they were confronted by nuchanetzer, hey Amru Leilanu, that's how they davened the Meshiva v'chulu, and Hashem responded in kind. Rabbi Yisak Lili Omer, Mordechai v'Esther Amru. They were the ones who composed the B'shash Amad Aleim Haman HaRasha, when they were confronted by Haman Haim Amru Leilanu, U'Meshiva v'chulu. Then Mashah asked the obvious Kasha, then how is it found in Tehillim? David HaMelech lived many years before Mordechai v'Esther. So perhaps the answer is, as we said earlier, of course, the words were said earlier, but the value, the halal status, was only attributed later and was introduced and established by the later generations. Finally, we have the shita that the Nevi'im, Shebeneim Tikkun L'Yisrael, the prophets among Yisrael were Masakin and Sheyomim Oysoy Al Koperek Koperek, that Yisrael should recite it throughout the generations whenever we experience a Yom Tov. I'll call tzora v'tzora shloi tov aleim liyisrael. Whenever we experience a tzora, chas v'shalom v'shin negolim, when we are saved, oyim ro'isoy al gulosam, we recite halel
to celebrate the Geula. So we have several shittes about who introduced Hallel, whether it was Moshe and Klal Yisrael by Yetzias Mitzrayim, whether it was the Nevi'im, whether it was Yeshua, and we go through a whole long list, David HaMelech, until Mordechai Ves. We also learned that in Tehillim we have 10 terms of Shvach, the highest one being Halleluka, which contains the Shem Hashem. Inside it, we learned that the Shiras of Tishbacha said by David HaMelech reflected his experience, Klal Yisrael's experience, and is very relevant throughout all the generations. Continues the Gemara. We began the sugya with the word Halleluka. Let's continue with that. Amar Rav Chisda, Halleluka Seif Pirka. Well, we have two paragraphs within Tehillim. And in between, we have one mentioning of the word Halleluka. Where does it belong? Is it the last word of the first paragraph? Or is it begin? The next paragraph begin with Halleluka. We have Machlekes. Amar Rav Chisda, Halleluka Seif Pirka. It's attached to the previous capital. It's the last word of the previous parak. Rabba Barafun Amar Halleluka Reish Pirka. It's going forward. The first word of the next parak. Amar Rav Chisda, Chazina Lulatila De Rav Chanan Barav. I know it's in the Tehillim. Rav Chanan Barav, the Chsib Bu Halleluka Bemtza Pirka. The Halleluka was smack in the middle between both paragraphs. Amar Masapkel. Apparently, he wasn't sure which way to go. Amar Rav Chanan Barav. Hakol Moed. And the following examples all agree that here Halleluka is going forward. There's no discussion there. The first one is Betilas Hashem, what we call Ashrei. So technically it begins with Tilas, Tila LeDavid, right, in the Kuf Mem Hei, Tila LeDavid Arimimcha, and the last pasuk is Tilas Hashem Midar Pi, Vivarach Chabasar, Shem Kashel and Vet. We actually add an unrelated pasuk for a different reason, but the actual capital begins with Tilal Dov and ends with the Pasuk Tilal Hashem. And afterwards, we have another paragraph beginning with Halleluka, the Psukkah Zimmer. All agree that Halleluka there is going forward. It's not connected to Tilal Hashem. But Tilal Hashem, the word Halleluka, which follows, Halleluka de Basrei, Reish Pirka, belongs to the next paragraph. Likewise, until we have until Kufiyot Beis Rosh Hashir Vachas Shino Vyacharik Venamas Taz Hashem Tevet. We have the word Halleluka here as well. Halleluka the Basrei. That word Halleluka belongs going forward. Reish Pirka to the next paragraph. Third example is Shoyim Dem Beis Hashem Halleluka the Basrei Reish Pirka over there as well. In Tilim Kuflamet Hey, the Halleluka that follows belongs to the next paragraph. Kroi Moisifun Afaselo. Those experts, the Psukim experts, it seems like the previous chapters were well known. We say Ashrei every day, etc. But the following Psukim were not so well known. And the experts added some more examples to the list. Kroi Moisifun Afeselu, where the Halleluka is going forth. Menachah Baderach Yishta, Al Kenyam Roish, Halleluka de Basrei Reish Pirka. The Halleluka goes forward, doesn't go back to the previous chapter. Another example is Reishis Chacham Yis Hashem Sechot Tevil Chayaseim. We have the word Halleluka there as well. Halleluka de Basrei. That Halleluka which follows is Reish Pirka, belongs to the next paragraph. Okay, so if we have two Hallelukas, Rashbam explains, there's no question. Of course, the first one goes to the previous chapter, and the next one to the following chapter. Here we're speaking, there's only one mentioning of Halleluka. Rav Chisda says it belongs to the previous parak, and Rabbi Rav Huna says it belongs to the coming parak. Says in Moneim Ketanei, perhaps it's actually Machlokes Tanoim, which way to go. Mishnah tells us that we begin with the Hallel, right? V'noim l'fanav Halleluka, and we have Machlokes up until where? You meant to say Adeichnu Oimer, B'shama Oimerim. It's only the first parak of Hallel. Ad Eim Habon Mismecha, which is the end of the first parak. B'shalu Oimerim Ad Chalom Eshlomayin Moim. We go further. We also say the next capital, the Betzei Sistral, until the end. So that's the way the Mishnah described it, citing the last pasuk of that respective paragraph. B'shamay ad eimavon esmecha, which is the last pasuk of the first parak, and b'sil ad chalam eshlamayin emayim, which is the conclusion of Betzei Sistral, the second parak.
But we'll find it described differently in a brisa. Tani Yedach, we have an brisa describing the same shittas, but expressing it differently. Adeichnu Omer, until what point will he say? B'shama Omerim ad b'tzeis Yisholim Mitzrayim. So up until the second parak, b'tzeis Yisholim Mitzrayim. Now let's remember, there was a halalukah there between the first and second prakim of Tehillim. Right? Moshiba Keres Abayis, Eim Habon Mismecha, Hallelujah. B'tzeis Yisholim Mitzrayim. So when the brisa says, the b'shamai, go until b'tzeis Yisholim Mitzrayim, doesn't it sound like the brisa holds that Hallelujah is included? Whereas the Mishnah, which said according to b'shamai, it's only ad Eim Habon Mismecha, omitting Hallelujah, apparently, according to the Mishnah, Hallelujah belongs to the second chapter. Here we have Machlekes Tanoim. The Mishnah holds, like Rabbi Baruch Huna, Hallelujah is going forth and not included in the first parak. Now that's why the Mishnah says, go read until Eim Habon Mismecha, leave out Hallelujah. Whereas the Braisa says, Ad B'tzeis Yisro Mishroim, up until B'tzeis Yisro. Apparently, Hallelujah is included in the first parak. So again, V'tani Idach, we have an Braisa, Adeich No Eimer, B'sham Eimer, Ad B'tzeis Yisro Mishroim. Now, although in Basil there's really no difference because there's no Hallelujah between B'tzeis Yisro and Leilonu, but as Rashbam explains, the difference in expressing Shitas Basil was on account of B'Shamai, since we have to change the way we describe B'Shamai, as we just mentioned. Therefore, the Mishnah Braisa pick a similar way of expressing Basil's opinion to match B'Shamai. Okay, in any case, apparently it's Machlekes Tanoim, whether Hallelujah, in between two paragraphs in Tehillim, belongs to the past or to the future. Maila Baka Milflugi. Should we not assume that this is the basis of Machlekes within Mishnah Brais? Lamad Omer Ad Eim Habon Mismecha Av Mishnah. Who is going to read until Eim Habon Mismecha without Hallelujah, Savar Hallelujah Reish Pirka. Apparently, the Mishnah holds Hallelujah is going forward and is not included in the first Pirka. Umad Omar at Betzeis Yisrael, the price of which says you read up until Betzeis Yisrael sounds like we're including Hallelujah in the first parak. So our Hallelujah says Pirka, it's the end of the first parak. It's Machlokes Tanoim. Says we're not. Rav Chisda Metazes Tamei. Rav Chisda will interpret the mission of the price in accordance with his shita. The Kuli Alma Savri Hallelujah says Pirka. All hold that Hallelujah is the last word of the parak and, according to Beis Shammai, it is included in the first parak. Eim Habon Mismecha Hallelujah. Man do amar ad betzeis Yisrael. Shaper, the Braisa, which says he reads up until betzeis Yisrael. Ad means not including. You know, there's a Shailag, Mar Bracha speaks about it. Whenever we say ad, until, is it until inclusive, including that thing, or ad veloy ad bechlal, not included. The Braisa which says, read up until B'tzeis Yisrael, it means not including B'tzeis Yisrael. Up until, but not including. You read the first parak, Eim Habon Mismecha Hallelujah, and stop there. Up until B'tzeis Yisrael, but not including. Manda Oma Ad B'tzeis Yisrael Shaper, that works well. Umanda Oma Ad Eim Habon Mismecha, but the Mishnah which says, read up until Eim Habon Mismecha, Ad V'ad Bechlal. The Mishnah holds, Ad means up until and including that last pasuk, and the very end of that pasuk as well, including Hallelujah. V'nei ma'ad Hallelujah. Why don't we just say up until Hallelujah, including Hallelujah? Why does the Mishnah say until Eim Habon Mismecha? You seem to have missed the point. You should have said until Hallelujah if you're trying to include it. V'chitema, perhaps you'll say the reason why we don't say Hallelujah, the Lo Yadin Hay Hallelujah. We won't know which one. There are many Hallelujahs in Tehillim. V'neim Hallelujah shel Eim Habon Mismecha. Mishnah should have said, you read up until the word Hallelujah of Eim Habon Mismecha. You know which, you'll know where it is. It's the end of that first parak. And this way it's clear that you must conclude until Hallelujah. Kasha, we leave it with a kasha. Rabba Barafuna Metaris L'Tameh. Rabba Barafuna takes a different approach. He will explain the Mishnah of Bryson in accordance with his sheet. The Kuli Am Hallelujah Reish Pirka. Everybody holds Hallelujah is going forward. It belongs, in this case, to B'tzeis Yisrael, and according to Beis Shammai, is not meant to be recited with that first parak. Manda Amar Ad Eim Habon Mismecha Shaper. So the Mishnah, which tells us read up until Eim Habon Mismecha, That works well. The Mishnah holds that it's ad bechlal up until Eimam Mismecha, including that pasuk. But don't say Halleluka. Uman the Omar ad betzeis Yisrael. The Brisa which says read up until betzeis Yisrael. Sover ad veloyad bechlal. Ad means not including betzeis Yisrael, which means that you don't include the second parak, but you don't include Halleluka either, because Halleluka is the beginning of the second parak. Says the word name ad Halleluka. If so, the Brisa should have said, read up until and not including Halleluka. If indeed Halleluka belongs to the second parak. Perhaps the reason why we can't say that is because we won't know which Halleluka we're referring to. You can't just say, read up until Halleluka. Which one? There are 100 of them in Tehillim. Okay, v'neim ad Halleluka should be says it's true. The Brisa just said, you read the first parak up until the word Halleluka of Betzeis Yisrael. So we'll know which Halleluka it is. And we'll know they have to stop before Halleluka because Halleluka belongs to the second parak. Kasha, we leave it unresolved. So in any case, Halleluka between two prakim, if it's just one Halleluka, we're not sure which way it goes. Rav Chizda says it's the last word of the first parak. Rav Huna says it belongs to the next parak. We have five examples, in which case all agree Halleluka is going forward. And we have a Mishnah and a Brice, which both bring Bisham and Bisil. The Mishnah is working with Ad V'Ad Bechlal, up until and including. So when Bisham say Ad Eivam Mismecha, means up until and including that last Pasuk, according to Chizda, it's including the word Halleluka. According to Rabbi Rav Huna, it's not including Halleluka, because Halleluka belongs to the second paragraph. According to Beis Hillel, it's up until Chalamish Lamayim Nemayim, and including, meaning including that entire second paragraph. In the Braisa, which works with the concept of Ad V'Lo Yad Bechlal, up until but not including that thing, therefore according to Beis Shammai, it's up until Betzeis Yisrael, because it's up until but not including Betzeis Yisrael. Again, according to Rav Chizda, in the first parak of Halal is included the Halleluka. The last word is connected to the previous chapter. According to Rabbi Arfuna, it's up until Betzeis Yisrael, up until the Halleluka, which begins Betzeis Yisrael, because Halleluka belongs to the next paragraph. But still say, you read up until Leilonu, because it's up until and not including Leilonu. You only read the first two prak. Continues the Gemara, V'choysim be'geula, Mishnah tells us, we meant to conclude the first portion of Halal with a bracha. And according to Ritarfen, Rekiva actually, it's a long bracha and concludes with the Chasima Baruch Ata Hashem Goal Yisrael. We're going to have a list of examples where we find a discrepancy, a slight discrepancy in the Lishoines of Tefillah, of Kiddush. Amarab, Kriya Shema V'Halal, the bracha referring to Geulas Yisrael found in Brichas Krishma, right before Shemona Esrei, Baruch Ata Hashem, Goal Yisrael. And likewise, the Baruch of Goal Yisrael by Halal, as we had in our Mishnah, Goal Yisrael, that's meant to be said, Goal Yisrael, praising and thanking Hashem for the past event, for having redeemed us, Goal Yisrael. The Tzloisa, when we have it in Tefillah Shemona Esrei, the Baruch of Re'enu Be'anyenu, we conclude, Baruch Ata Hashem, it's Goyel Yisrael, the Tzloisa Goyel Yisrael. Why? My time at the Rachmaninu. It's a tefillah. Goyel denotes something in the present, past, present, and future. Hashem, who is the Goyel Yisrael, is constantly being Goyelus. It's a tefillah. Please be Goyelus in the future. That's why we have a difference between Goal, which is said by Krishma and Hal, referring to a past event, and Goyel Yisrael and tefillah referring to a tefillah in the future. Amar Bezerah. Another difference we find, the Kiddusha, in Kiddush we say, Asher Kiddusharam Mitzvayis V'Tzivanu, or V'Ratzavanu. By Kiddush, it's a past event. We thank Hashem for being Mekalishas. The Tzloysa and Tfilah, we say it differently. Kachenim we say Secha, Hashem be Mekalishas with your mitzvahs. My timer, the Rachmininu, it's a Tfilah for the future. Amar of Achbar Yaakov, V'Tzorech, Sheyazker Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush. Hayyim. Within Kiddush, on Shabbos,
and Yom Tov as well, we're meant to make reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ksiv ha'chal man tizkor. Es yoyim tzeischa meres Yisrayim kol mechayecha.
So we find the term zechira in reference to remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ksiv ha'asam. By Kiddush we have zochar shem ha'sabas l'kashar. We make a gzera shava that zechira must include not only a reference to Shabbos, but also to Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is when we attained access to Kedushas HaShabbos. Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Tetzloisa, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. A bracha in Shemoneh Esrei is concluded with Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, because we're asking Hashem to sprout forth the Keren of Yeshua. But when we find a similar reference in Haftarah, the Haftarta, Magen David, over there we conclude the bracha speaking about the Gula with Magen David, because we're thanking Hashem for being Magen David. It's more of a reference to the past than a tefillah for the future. The pasuk says, "V'asisi l'cha shem gadol k'shem ha'gedolim." This was Navi telling David, "I'm going to give you a grand name like the names of the gedolim." The gedolim are a reference to the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. You'll have a similar weight. Tanu Av Yosef, Zeo she'omim Magen David. Just as we say Magen Avram, we have a bracha Magen David, which highlights his high status as a supreme leader in Klal Yisrael. Omar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Ve'eskloi Gadol. In the last week's parsha, we had Ve'eskloi Gadol. Hashem promised Avram Avinu, "I'll make you turn you into a great nation." Zeo she'omim Elkei Avram. Then Avram introduced godliness to the world, to Klal Yisrael, and Hashem designates his name to Avram, Elkei Avram. V'averechecha, what does that mean? Zeo she'omim Elkei Yitzchak. Yitzchak was a son of Avram. It's going to be a bracha to Avram as well, that Hashem designated his Elikus on Yitzchak. V'legala shemecha, Zeo she'omim Elkei Yaakov. Yaakov was zeicher dar Hashem, shebe meyached shmoy olav. And this was all included in that pasuk of the promise to Avram Avinu. Perhaps the chasima of the bracha is referring to the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei. We say Elkei Avram, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov, denoting each one of the avos is important and critical contribution to the establishment of Klal Yisrael and bringing kedusha to the world. But perhaps when we conclude, we also make reference to all of them. Yochel Yechosim Mikula. No, Talmud Loima via bracha. The pasuk specifically says, you are going to be the conclusion. B'chachoysman, we conclude that first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei with you, only with you. Magen Avram, bein choysim mikulan, but not with all of them. Tosfos in bracha says that it's interesting. Kasha, in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, we don't have malchus, melech ha'olam, which is a vital component in all brachas. Says Tosfos, we do have it. Elkei Avram, because Avram introduced Hashem's malchus into the world, the awareness of Hashem's presence, Hashem leading the world into the olam. That's why Elkei Avram is no better reference to Malchus than saying Elkei Avram. And indeed, that's the primary element of the bracha, Elkei Avram, and that's the conclusion, Magen Avram. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav, Ashkechtina L'Savid B'Modisa. I encountered the elders of B'Modisa. Rav Shlom says it's a reference to Rav Yehuda and Rav Eina. The Yasi V'Karami, they were sitting and saying like this. We find a difference in Lashon between Shabbos and Yantav when it comes to Kiddush, when it comes to Tefillah. And they held like this: b'Shabbata on Shabbos, bein b'tzloisa, whether it's by davening, bein b'kedusha or by kiddush, we say mikadosh haShabbos, baruch Hashem mikadosh haShabbos. We relate to the kedusha of the yom, irrelevant of whether it's kiddush or tefillah. B'yom tova, however, on yontiv, we relate to it differently, because as opposed to Shabbos, which is an established kedusha, not dependent on bezdin on Klal Yisrael, it's mikadosh haShabbos. By Yontif, where the Yontif is generated and established by Klal Yisrael, then we make reference to Yontif in the context of Kedushas Yisrael. B'yom Tava, b'yom Mitzloisa, whether by Tefillah or by Kedusha, by Kiddush, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azman, Hashem who is Mekadosh Yisrael, and the Yom Tovim which get their Kedusha from Yisrael. So according to Savad B'Mdisa, it's very cut, very very clear cut. Shabbos is Mekadosh HaShabbos, Yom Tov, Mekadosh Yisrael Azman, irrelevant of whether we're speaking by Tefillah or by Kiddush. V'amina lu'ano, I disagreed. I responded as follows. Adarabba, just the opposite. Did Tzloisa, during Tefillah, which is a public ceremony, who meant to highlight the dearness and covet of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, a ditzloisa by tefila, ben b'shabata, ben b'yomatova, whether it's Shabbos or Yontov, mikadesh Yisrael. How do we make reference to the Kedusha of the day? Through saying mikadesh Yisrael. Why? We had in Tosis earlier that the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yontov are for the sake of Klal Yisrael. They bring out, they carry out, they practice, they implement the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yontov. Therefore, it's very fitting to relate to the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yontov, not in an abstract way, rather say mikadesh Yisrael. This is part and parcel of the Kedusha Yisrael, who incorporate Kedusha Shabbos and bring it out into the world. However, the Kedusha, which is Kiddush, which is done privately, then I agree with you. It depends whether it's Shabbos or Yom. This Shabbat, Mekadosh HaShabbos. On Shabbos we say Mekadosh HaShabbos. B'Yom Tov, on Yom Tov we say Mekadosh HaShabbos HaZmanim. So according to Sabbath and Medisa, there's no difference between Kiddush and Tefillah. Shabbos is Mekadosh HaShabbos. Yom Tov, Mekadosh HaShabbos HaZmanim. We always relate to the Kedusha Yom direct. According to Rava, depends if it's Tefillah or Kiddush. By Tefillah, it's always a relation to Kedusha Yisrael, Mekadosh Yisrael. By Kiddush, which is a private ceremony, well, then he agrees to Sabbath and Bedisa. On Shabbos, it's Mekadosh HaShabbos. On Yom Tov, Mekadosh HaShabbos HaZmanim. V'ano amino tamid din. I'll explain my reason, but tamid din, your reasoning. Tamid din, what's your reason? Very simple. Shabbos, the Kviyah V'Kaim. Shabbos, which is an established Kedusha, it's not dependent on Yisrael. They don't generate Kedusha Shabbos. That's why you hold. It's always Mekadosh HaShabbos. Bein Betzloisa, whether by Tefillah, by Kedusha, by Kiddush, Mekadosh HaShabbos. You relate to the day. Yom Tov, as opposed to Yom Tov, where it's a Yisrael-generated affair, the Yisrael of Kavile, Yisrael established Yom Tovim. How? The Mekabah Yarchi, they make the leap months, the Kabbish Lishni, and they establish the year, they establish the calendar. Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, therefore Yom Tov's Kedusha is drawn from Yisrael, and Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim is in place. That's your rationale. Time of the day, my rationale is as follows. Sloisa de Barabim Issa, Tefillah, which is generally done in public. We want to be Mechabed Yisrael, Mekadosh Yisrael. Irrelevant whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov. We say Mekadosh Yisrael. As opposed to Kiddush, the Biyachad Issa. It's a private affair. But Shabbos, Mekadosh HaShabbos. Then we focus on the day. On Shabbos, we say Mekadosh HaShabbos. But Yom Tov, we say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman. So we have the two shittas here. It says, Mar B'loy, it's not so. Meaning, the Gemara is going to negate Rava's rationale. Sloisa b'yachad milase. You say tefillah is in public. Sloisa b'yachad milase. There's no private tefillah. V'kedusha b'rabim milase. There's no kiddush b'rabim. Make kiddush in shul. By have I yeshev brachas. Says the Gemara. V'Rava sava. Rava holds. Let's work with the typical. Zubasa ikar. Let's work with the ikar. Tefillah is mainly in shul. And therefore we're meant to relate to kedusha as Yisrael to mechabed Yisrael. Kiddush is primarily done in private. And therefore, we don't have that fact. Says the Gemara, Ula Barav, Nochas Kamei de Rava. Ula Barav descended, he was a Shliach Tzibur in front of Rava. And what did he say? Omar Kesabi Pumbedisa. He followed the Nusach of Sabi Pumbedisa. He related to the Kedusha Sayyai. V'lo Yom Alev Lamidi, Rava didn't object. Amma Hadabi Rava, apparently Rava reverted. He went back and held like Sabi Pumbedisa. Another story, Rav Nosson, Avod Rav Huna, Breda Rav Nosson, Rav Nosson the father, or Rav Huna the son of Rav Nosson, Nochas Kamed Rav Papa, he was a Shtech Tzibur from Rav Papa, Omar, he also followed that sheet, Kesabi Pumbedisa, Vishabka Rav Papa, Rav Papa praised him. Another story, Omar Ravina, Ano Ikul Surah, I came to Surah, Kamed Rav Meramema, in the presence of Meramema, Vinochas Kamed Shtuch Tzibur, and Shtech Tzibur presented himself before the Tzibur, v'amar kesabi pumbedisa, and he followed their opinion. He related to Kedusha Sayyim, even though it was in public. V'avam shatke l'kul yama, and the entire congregation were trying to quiet him down. Amar lu, Merema responded to them, shafku, let him be. Chasa kesabi pumbedisa, that halacha follows that shita, that what? We always relate to Kedusha Sayyim, and they refrained from interfering with him. So in conclusion, by Krishma, by Hal, we say Baruch Hashem, Gol Yisrael, to reference to a past event. By Tefillah, Gol Yisrael, to ask for the future. By Kiddush, Asher Kitchana B'mitzvoisa, thanking for the past. By Tefillah, Katshenu B'mitzvoisecha, for the future. By Aftera, Mogin David, for the past. By Tefillah, Matzmiach Karen Yeshua, Tefillah, for the future. Sabbath B'mitzvah held, On Shabbos, we always say Mekadesh HaShabbos. On Yom Tov, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman. Irrelevant of whether it's Kiddush or Tefillah. According to Rava, by Tefillah, which is in public, we relate to Kedushas Yisrael, Mekadesh Yisrael. By Kiddush, which is private, on Shabbos we say Mekadesh HaShabbos. And on Yom Tov, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman. Okay, let's quickly review today's daf. We learned about the 10 Lishonos of Shvach and Sefer Tehillim, the highest one being Halleluka. Tehillim relates to every year and every situation. We learned about the various shittos regarding the composers of Hallel. We learned about the word Halleluka. Does it go back? Does it go forward? And the differences in the Nusach between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kol Tov and Hatzlacha Rabbah.